Some groups in Mattapan say the neighborhood's been left out of the development that's changing the face of Boston. So now some residents want a piece of the action. And activists hope that the first affordable housing development in more than a decade will help make that happen. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
When Mattapan residents pass by the old Cody Ford dealership on Cummins Highway, some see a symbol of neglect. A boarded-up beige brick building with graffiti on the walls and weeds cracking through the pavement. Now, more than three decades after the dealership closed, this key piece of real estate is coming back to life.
Cody Village, we believe, is a significant investment in the future of Mattapan.
That's Lincoln Larmond. He's a housing advocate in the neighborhood and co-chairs the group Mattapan United.
It has been vacant for 30 years. So that alone will kind of demonstrate the fact that it's been a long time coming, this type of investment.
Cody Village was the winning bid in the city's quest to develop the abandoned Cody Ford site. The broken-down building is still in place, but the plan is to build 76 apartments set aside for families earning a range of incomes, as well as a community area and some commercial space. Cody Village was proposed by the nonprofit Caribbean Integration Community Development. The group's Donald Alexis says the project spotlights the positives of Mattapan, something he says is rarely captured on the evening news.
This is a very great community. Like, you know, there's a lot of diversity. There's a lot of great activities happening there. But people never talk about that. So we see create that catalyst is try to attract people from outside, like, to come shop and dine here.
Alexis notes that Cody Village is Mattapan's first housing development subsidized by federal tax credits since 2006. By comparison, federal records show Dorchester has had 9 such developments during that time. Dorchester's population is much bigger, but there's also less advocacy groups clamoring for housing dollars. Advocates hope now Cody Village is evidence that this is starting to change. Mattapan wants change, but the residents want change that benefits the locals first. Gentrification in neighborhoods like East Boston and Roxbury is a cautionary tale.
Mattapan seems to be a prime location for development right now.
Barbara Fields is in a butter to the Cody site and longtime community advocate. Fields was opposed to a new commuter rail station being built right behind the Cody building, but she supported the Cody Village proposal and even testified in favor at a city meeting.
We as residents are not opposed to development. However, we do not want just any type of development. We want development that does not take away from the environment here in Mattapan, which consists of having trees, open spaces, and an environment that has a lot of positive offerings for the community.
That means less density, and Field supported Cody Village over other proposals to build more units. While home values in Mattapan are a third less than the rest of Boston, Field says something strange is happening. Calls coming in from people looking to buy homes in the neighborhood, pressuring her to sell. Field says she doesn't like what that says about where Mattapan is headed.
The whole issue of gentrification now seems to be geared toward those who want to benefit financially from development, not necessarily meeting the needs of a community. So I believe that we have to be very vigilant about what is going on, make sure that we are a part of the process.
And Field says she hopes Cody Village can strike a balance between development and displacement. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios in Mattapan.